Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for bringing up this issue of wanting to have broader discussion as well as focused in discussion. And I would just point out that I think when the commission comes before the committee, even though I certainly believe in a very robust subcommittee level, anytime the commission comes before this committee, it should become before the whole committee. These are issues of mammoth importance to consumers, and we need to make sure they are getting the attention of an opportunity of everybody on this committee to participate. Not that people couldn't show up if they aren't in the subcommittee, but this is about the bright light of day, and we want to make sure that that is known, at least from our perspective. To the Bob stroller issue, we requested documents further explaining why the commission did not recall the stroller. And in the information we received back, the commission knew of almost 200 incidents related to the stroller, including some serious injuries because of the front wheel detachments. We've also learned that in late September, the CPSC's Office of Compliance staff did a presentation listing a litany of injuries that could occur as a result of the defective stroller and stated that the commission should push for a recall. We know the rest of the history that didn't happen. So I want to get to the commission. I'm all for the latest and greatest technologies. I'm all for consumers having more information. But there's a difference between pushing and pulling and how you get information out to people and when you need to do a recall. So, Commissioner Kaye, do you think this information campaign remedied was a good enough protection for consumers? What else should we have been doing?
Thank you, Senator. No, I did not. I put out a statement with my colleague, Commissioner Adler, at the time, explaining our concerns that, to the point you're making, that consumers were not being given a full remedy, they were not being given the kind of information that they needed. I thought that an excellent proof of why this was such a failure and that we had recognized ahead of time it would be a failure was reported by the Washington Post when one of the retailers that was required to receive notice under the agreement had been sent an email by the company, apparently looked at it and decided since it didn't have the word recall in it, it wasn't worth doing anything about. And that was exactly what we were concerned about, was people were going to push this to the side. And I just didn't think that if safety was truly the company's priority, that this was an action indicative of trying to protect its own customers.
Commissioner Adler, did you want to add anything to that?
I concur completely with Commissioner Kaye. The idea of calling something that's truly a recall that has corrective action aspects to it an education campaign and hiding deeply within the information that was sent to consumers is what we called aggressively misleading, and it was very unfortunate, and I'm sure it's one of the reasons that this recall is turning out to be less successful. One of the other concerns that we had was these are products that were on the market for roughly 18 years, but the recall, as disguised as it was, only addressed about 6 years. So why two-thirds of the products were left unaddressed?
This is why that challenge is if you're not clear and you're not precise and you don't get the information out to the consumer by saying that it's that serious, then, you know, it's very problematic. I'm not saying that there aren't ways to increase communication, but we should be very clear about what the role is. So what happened in May 2018, the commission released a vague alert about the deaths involved in the sleeper products for infants. So what, there were 32 deaths related to that. Can you tell us what went wrong? Are there other defect products that you're aware of that the commission is not notifying the public on?
I would take a first address at that. And part of the problem, honestly, is Section 6B. We can't just simply say we've got this number of deaths associated with the product. We have to consult with the company. We have to make a determination if the company's resistant that the public health and safety demands an immediate notice. So part of it was that. I think part of it was, and I blame myself in part for this, that there wasn't as much of a recognition of this growing problem. And I really want to commend Commissioner Kaye for being a strong voice about pursuing the issue, and if it hadn't been for him, I don't think I would have paid as much attention. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
Commissioner.
Sure. Thank you, Senator. I'm happy to answer that as well. I mean, I think, frankly, we failed the American public on this one. I'd say by early 2017, a critical mass of deaths had come to our attention. Yes, it's true that 6B certainly was a factor in us not reporting, but I think we could have even done a lot then, despite the constraints of the law.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.